Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Phil Elverum Discography Breakdown Series. I am Jake, and with me, as always, we have...
Hey, I'm Sasuke.
Sasuke. When I said Jake, I actually meant to say Naruto. Sort of similar words. got a little mixed up in my head there. But yes, we're Sasuke and Naruto, and we got a little bit of a special interlude type episode for you all today.
I'm sorry. I'm a little over caffeinated, and I just keep thinking about Naruto. I did name the room for this episode Epic Naruto Moments Podcast, and Jake showed up titled Naruto himself. And it's on my mind. It's good stuff. I mean,
Zencast really shouldn't let me, like, name myself like that. I don't know what they're expecting.
It doesn't let me, since I'm sad. The host of the room. Yeah, in every other podcast, I've had to type out my name, but for these, it does not let me. Yeah. Anyway, I don't remember what you said, because, again, I have like, drunk a lot of tea today. I've been feeling kind of lost and not sure what to do with myself, and I just kept making tea. I just kept doing it, and it was real soothing to a point, but now I'm kind of hyper. We're going to talk about every single Mount Erie music video that exists that we know of.
As far as we know, there are exactly 8 of these of such videos.
Yes.
Some of them are more traditional music video type videos. Some of them are I don't know. I guess we can get into it when we get into it. I guess that's the point of the episode. But this is sort of like an interactive 4D, if you will, podcast episode. So I think kind of how we'll do it is we'll, like, say which music video that we're listening to. But, you know, obviously we're not recording the video and we're not going to, like, play the whole song on the podcast. So if you want to, like, follow along in some capacity, you can, like, we'll let you know when we're gonna start talking about you know, whichever video, because we're kind of gonna do it as we go. We're gonna watch the video and then talk about it, and we're gonna do that for each of the videos. So
feel free to follow along with
or if
us.
You have all the videos memorized frame by frame, then I guess you don't need to. You can just listen through as if this were a normal episode.
Perhaps you were actually the cinematographer on all of these videos. Thanks for joining us.
Really appreciate you being here.
I'm sure you need to be listening to this podcast.
We're not going to give you any new information. But to everyone else, this might be somewhat insightful, I guess. So we'll see. Maybe not, you know.
big ambitions for us.
It'll be us talking about it, and that's all we can promise.
Yeah, we can promise us two people talking about these videos, and maybe even the music behind them.
This is true.
Who knows? We have been known to talk about the music of Phil Elverum in the past.
Well, speak for yourself.
Farewell.
Anyway, what is our...
All right. We're gonna try to go in chronological order. We did not look up when these were released, but we're just gonna go album to album.
Vaguely chronological order.
Assuming he did not put out the Mouth of Sky music video from Wind's Poem, you know, for A Crow Looked at Me or Sauna, or we're gonna assume that it was released around Wind's Poem.
Yes. All right. Yes, first one is, again, we just said it, Mouth of Sky from Wynn's poem. So I'll probably put a little thing in here.
Yeah, we're going to link this one. It's not on YouTube. I found it just on the PW Elverum and Son website in the description for Wynn's poem when we were prepping for that podcast.
Oh, okay, cool. I didn't know that's where you found it.
So it is possible that maybe there is another music video hidden similarly in the depths of the web, but this is the only one I could find. So anyway, yeah, should we get started? All right, so we're gonna put a pause right here.
All right.
Okay. Welcome back. For those of you who left, including
yes.
us.
So I'll let you start.
So what's, and for one, I think it's interesting that this was like the first thing that compelled him to make a music video,
a good
unless
point.
He was like pushed to do so by outside sources, which doesn't really make sense considering the scope and framework of his career. So presumably this was, I mean, Phil, you know, in some of the press stuff about microphones in 2020, which for the record we are not talking about today. I'm not counting that as a music video. Although I guess it kind of
we'll talk about that by itself.
But we'll talk about that when we get to microphones in 2020. Anyway, he said that he was always like imagining like songs within like a certain like framework of having their own little like movies or stories or you know, just sort of like visual landscapes. So it's quite possible he wanted to do it, but just never, I don't know.
That's a good point that I never considered, because you're right. This is chronologically the first, you know, Phil Elverum music video, even though it came out in 2009, you know, for whatever reason, there none of this stuff, nothing ever came together during the microphone. So it is an interesting choice.
A decade into his career.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is, it's a long time. Like, that's about halfway as of now.
You know, for a video that it's pretty unadorned, it's just like it's basically just like a 3-minute shot of like a foggy sort of sunset / sunrise, I guess I can't really tell, some nice pine trees,
very very windy. It isn't stormy, but it gives off the same sort of tone. You know, you've got the like kind of fast moving clouds, but not like time lapse fast or something. You know, just a very real like impression. I don't know, normal amount of fast moving clouds. and you've got the trees swaying in the wind, and it is very fitting to the atmosphere of the song itself. It feels very appropriate. They feel very cohesive together.
Absolutely. And Mouth of Sky, I think, is an interesting but cool choice, I guess, to make this like the inaugural Mount Eerie music video is just this like super loud, punishing kind of like distorted black metal song or whatever.
And for the record, I think we're probably putting like way more significance on this than Phil did himself.
I mean, it's more than likely he just kind of like went on some hill with a camera. Like, this probably took like 5 minutes to make, like
and I'm sure he didn't like, he wasn't like, man, this is my first music
movie. right yeah, that's true. It kind of just so happens.
One thing that's cool about this video that I noticed was, you know, it, like, on paper, like, this is a video where nothing happens, but if you if you look away and for a second, and you'd been like kind of watching it and paying attention to, like, you know, the scenery as the wind moves through it, like, it does change a lot more than you'd expect. Like, I had a moment where I did look away for maybe just like a few seconds, and like when I looked back, you know, there had been like some color in the sky and it was just gone, and like, I don't know, I was kind of taken aback at like how much happens with like relatively little action, I guess.
Yeah, it's all, you know, it's kind of fun. It's all the changes is kind of happening in the sky. Kind of the trees, I mean, it looks like he's holding the camera because it's not like perfectly steady, but pretty much everything that's changing is like the fog, clouds, light situation in the sky, which, you know, mouth of sky. Maybe that's why he's taking footage of the sky. I don't know.
There are two shots.
Oh,
it's not just one continuous shot. There might be three, and maybe I missed a third or something. But I did. The frame does jump. Okay. There's like a jump at some point, and But it's a pretty similar scenery. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't actually move that much.
Do you think that it's a sunset or a sunrise? Is there any even way to like differentiate those? I don't know.
I don't know. I think maybe we could figure it out if we watched again and specifically thought about that the whole time.
Yeah, like paid attention to the sun or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess
it looks like
I feel like color-wise it feels like a sunset. Like, at least where I live, I've noticed that sunrises kind of like, I don't know, and of course, you know, like, I live on the East Coast of the United States. Phil Elverin lives on the West Coast of the United States. So when, you know, like, when the sun rises here, it rises over the water, and when it sets over the land, you know?
Oh, right.
So that it could be like inverse.
It could be
there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I have seen a West Coast sunrise too, but not like, I do not have as much experience with with that as I do colors here. I do feel like at the end of the video it might be lighter out than it was at the beginning, but I really don't know.
Yeah, that could just be the like clouds or something kind of dissipating. Well, you think we should to hop over to the next song here?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I think I'm ready too.
I didn't take any notes for this.
No, me neither.
So those were just like my reaction thoughts.
yeah, pretty much same. I'm kind of just winging that one, but that's fine. In fact, I don't think I've even seen all of these music videos, so some of these might be like a first reaction type of thing.
I think the only one I haven't seen is the Ocean Roar video.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I've seen that one. Or this next video, which is This Place Lives.
The Place Lives.
Sorry.
Yeah,
no, you are correct. The Place Lives, which is off of Clear Moon, I believe. Right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so
I love this video. I have watched this video several times.
Excited.
It's really compelling, but also really, really funny.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm excited.
I don't totally know if it's like intentionally funny. Not funny in a way where I'm like, this is dumb, but it's just kind of funny. Anyway, all right.
Cool. All right.
We're gonna go do that now.
Damn, all right then. All righty.
So let me just describe this. Starts with Phil walking through Anacortes, Washington, and he walks into the woods. He digs a hole. He also cuts his hair while he walks, just recklessly. And he digs a hole, and he brews dirt.
Okay, I was gonna ask about that aspect of it.
And he gazes up at Mount Erie, and then he pours the brewed dirt back into the hole from whence it came. And that's a slightly possibly out of order recount, but those are the major story beats, if you will.
Now that I'm kind of rewatching this scene, I guess I thought that was real coffee he was putting in the cup, but I don't think it's dirt. I mean,
I'm pretty sure it's just the dirt.
Yeah. Okay. Because I was originally going to sort of critique his makeshift French press skills, and I was gonna say that's not gonna work. But then, A, it's not coffee, and also he just buries the whole cup of dirt in the ground anyway, so I guess it doesn't really matter if the technique was correct or not.
Yeah. I used to have some sort of galaxy brain understanding of this video, but I've completely forgotten what that was, and I no longer have any idea what it's trying to convey specifically, but I do still connect to it in a weird way that I don't know how to pin down.
I want to say that this video is the inspiration behind the seminal Justin Timberlake album Man of the Woods. Because it's just a man in the woods.
Yeah.
He's doing stuff in there.
That's funny in ways I don't know how to explain. just the concept of Justin Timberlake seeing someone brew dirt and being
I'm gonna write filthy
this
now.
This is me now, but unironically. is really funny.
First of all, a couple random anecdotes. For one, this video is uploaded on the Pitchfork YouTube channel, which I thought was strange.
Yeah.
They've
done that for a few other videos.
There must be some promotional reason behind that. I guess this was 2012.
I
feel like this is more appropriately deserves the title of inaugural music video. It has official music video in the title, and it's
that's true.
Less of just
this one is a little more traditionally a music video. The other one's a video art piece.
Right.
But who says that they have to be different?
Yeah, true. That's true.
I would like to note that the Pitchfork description blurb for this video is: this meditative clip features Mount Erie's Phil Elverum walking through the woods.
Does it ever?
Which I don't know why this is funny, but it just is to me.
That is good. There's some good comments in the comment section as well. People critiquing Phil's ability to dig.
Yeah, quote, "Phil is an amazing artist, but he needs to improve his ability to dig."
Minecraft, Phil Elverum edition.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a fun little video. I enjoyed watching this. I'm excited to talk about Clear Moon as well. I'll restrain myself from talking too explicitly about the song.
Yeah, me too.
But I will spoil it now and say that I'm a pretty big fan of the album Clear Moon.
It's a heater. I've actually, like, I first listened to it, and I guess I had listened to it before, but I really started getting into it, like, towards the start of this series, and I just haven't really stopped listening to it since. It's, like, I'm not listening to it all the time. It is, like, a little sparingly, but it is just stuck with me.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't need to talk about this right now.
Yeah, we'll get there.
It's a lower key album from him, but I think it's cool and good.
Yes.
Anyway, do we want to talk about the next video?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Which is Ocean Roar.
Ocean Roar, yes. Off.
Also on the Pitchfork channel.
Also on the Pitchfork channel, the title track of the album, Ocean Roar, so... All right.
So...
Interesting video.
Not only is this a shoegaze song, that is a shoegaze music video.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
My Bloody Valentine made songs that sounded like this, and they made music videos that looked like that.
I was literally gonna say that. Any frame, any like one shot from this video could be like a lost My Bloody Valentine album cover.
Yeah, I think the only difference is that the like Loveless music videos were very centered on the band, you know, like right. There's a people presence, whereas most of this video is kind of landscapes, although there are some like faces inserted throughout, including the sort of central really gorgeous shot of I don't know who it is. One of the background vocalists on this song.
The song is featuring Allison Foster. So perhaps it is her. Maybe not. I don't know. I just noticed that she's featured on the song. She's at least the one doing the vocals.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cool, though. A lot of cool shots. There's kind of like overlay, like shots kind of overlaid on top of each other. They'll be like the top of a mountain and then trees and clouds and then the lady's face, and they're kind of all happening on top of one another.
Yeah, so we had some technical difficulties and we're just jumping back in now. I think you said you were talking about the shoegaze images. That they were like any of them, yes. Any of the stills from this could be like a My Bloody Valentine album cover. Yeah, I don't feel like I have a whole lot
me neither.
To say about this video. I think it's very Agreed. Pretty and serene. But it doesn't necessarily like, and maybe part of this is I don't know a whole lot about the song Ocean Roar. I haven't listened to that album very many times. Which is going to be a problem. but, you know, that'll be rectified.
The video did give me some, like, aquatic vibes, I guess you could say. Which
aquatic vibes.
That could have totally just been, like, me making that up, since the song is called Ocean Roar, and my brain just making some, like, fake connection.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have a much more developed understanding of this when we actually listen to the album more.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. But for now I think we might as well just move on.
Move on to the next track here, which is the track Sana, the title track off of the album Sana, the album which came out I believe in 2015, so that is I'm assuming also when the video came out.
Feels crazy that we're already almost to the sauna.
I know.
Episode.
Sauna is the first, and I'll talk about this when we actually get to that episode. But Sauna is the first like Mount Eerie album that I was like a Mount Eerie fan anticipating its release. So I think I actually remember like when this video came out.
I kind of remember that vaguely. Yeah. I think you were on the podcast by then. Right?
Maybe
I remember you talking about it like in retrospect, like towards the end of the year or something.
I want to say this came out. I want to say the album came out before I was on the podcast, but it was like around that time. So it's definitely possible that I brought it up at some point in those early days of yore.
Yeah.
So yeah, should we dive into Sauna here? Great music video. I have seen this one.
And for the record, Sauna rules. It's a great album.
Excellent album. One of my favorite Mount Eerie albums, easily.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely same. All right.
Yeah, let's hop in.
Okay.
10 out of 10 song, 10 out of 10 music video.
Really bizarre.
I feel like I keep, you know, bringing this up, and maybe it's like reductive, but very much Twin Peaks vibes in this video. Just
oh,
saying.
No, extremely Lynchian. Yeah. Like the weird cowgirl ladies reminds me of Mulholland Drive, and it reminds me of Twin Peaks.
Just they're head bopping to just like a drone sound with like no discernible tempo or rhythm whatsoever.
Weird stuff. Flailing a lasso around with like the precision of a toddler. chewing gum. Like hard and fast.
Yeah, and then there's that shot where one of the girls is playing the violin. Of course, the sound in the song is still that deep drone note.
Yeah, and she's just playing with like insane rigor, back and forth as fast as one could.
And these shots are
maybe not like a professional violinist or something. I don't know. Yeah, same.
These shots are sort of interspersed with various like shots of like factories pluming smoke. That sort of happens before the.
Well, and nature too. You've got the birches and coals and other trees and stuff. Although definitely a focus on the factory's pluming smoke and also the cowgirl ladies. Really strange experience.
Yeah, it's hard to describe this video. You should definitely watch it if you haven't. Essential viewing for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So Phil has a long synopsis here. I think it could be interesting to read. Should we read it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so should I read it, or do you want to, or
it's up to you. I mean,
okay, I'll just read.
Wait, you read the first part, and then I'll read the second part, and then you read the third part.
Okay, all right, and then we'll read the third part in unison. I think it's fitting to the vibe of the Okay, so first part, 0 to 2 minutes 10 seconds. Exposition. The location and purpose of the sauna is described and shown. In this case, the massive industrial saunas located near Anacortes, out past beyond the fields inside the birches. Their industrial scale steam stacks and sweat rooms are shown from a distance, as well as their enormous ice plunge pools and bare light bulb chill out zones.
second part, 210 to 325 transition.
I, for the record, I did not get any of that from that section of the video.
Yeah, that's sort of a good point.
I mean, I think it's supposed to be a metaphorical, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, you
Okay, so other selves appear as superimposed singers. After a period of time in the sauna, your mind starts to transform and become one with all million possible realities. Your mind, played by Alison Foster, is a freestyle square dancing alone in an abandoned garage, free from preconceptions, stretching the meaning of cultural signifiers such as sauna or cowboy. This video is like a commentary on like, what it means to be a cowboy.
Yeah, Mitski told us what to do, and Phil Elverum tried to explain what that is.
That's right.
I wanna look back at the factories for a second. It's definitely very interesting.
It's interesting that he refers to them as industrial saunas, like these, because yeah. They're not obviously actual saunas. They're just like factories, but I don't know. I mean, it does, I do understand it, and I feel like a lot of the album as a whole gets into some of this. You know, I won't get too much into it, but.
You know, I saw like a passage that he wrote that I feel like would be insightful here, but I don't remember what it was or where it is. I'm sure we'll go over this when we talk about
Yes.
Sorry, I kind of interrupted you.
I was pretty much done. I mean, I can read the last part of the synopsis if you'd like.
Sure.
So yeah. 325 to 522 climax. Who are you? Other selves, Alison Foster and Ashley Erickson, are fully vivid, singing in pure tones, shredding on the fiddle, enjoying gum, masterfully lassoing, bopping,
shredding on the fiddle,
bopping to an unheard rhythm. The hay bales are wet and rotting, a symbol of the old body you have just shed. There is carpet in the garage now. She has a black eye. Total annihilation. The words Wild West finally have meaning. The national identity of Finland and a weather-beaten blue tarp. A new world is here. Everything is constantly blooming. Yeah, I don't know how to interpret any of this, to be honest.
Yeah, a lot to unpack here. If we get some ideas, we'll let you know. And I don't, for the record, I don't think this is like so obtuse that it isn't worthwhile or something, or like so obtuse that it's impossible to understand. I just think
no, and part of it is like
we're maybe ill suited to do this live on air.
Yeah, and I mean part of it is like it's also supposed to be funny, I think. Like it is just
sure.
So objectively ridiculous that it's yeah. Just like it is really funny.
Like, you know, I'm sure this could have some level of like actual real like serious significance, but there is no way that he didn't also think it was funny.
Yeah, the entire ending.
Or at least understand that it is.
I mean, yeah, even just you know, like shredding on the fiddle, bopping to an unheard rhythm, like
that is unquestionably.
They're like
a joke.
Square dancing to just like a drone sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent video.
It was definitely a fun one.
Idea and directing by Alison Foster. I guess she directed this video. Also, I'm guessing she's also one of the vocalists on it. It's probably
yeah.
Also. One of the cowgirls.
And she plays one of the cowgirls.
Yes, yes. Yeah, really strange.
I believe the first cowgirl.
Strange and strangely moving music video. I don't know why, but It's getting at something.
Yeah, no, for sure. There's a distinct tone. There's a strong sense of mood and atmosphere. IDK.
I'm excited to talk about the album, but
me too. I
will try to once again refrain from going in too much depth at this very moment. But Sana, excellent song, 10 out of 10 song. I mean, the real version of the song, yes. the album version is much longer than this. It's, I mean, the music video is 5 minutes something long. The song itself is like 10 minutes long, but that's because it has a sort of extended intro. This is probably my favorite video of all of these we're talking about today, I would have to say. There's something about it.
I think mine is still The Place Lives.
That's fair. I mean, there's something about both of them that I think are on a similar wavelength where...
Oh, for sure. They have a similar sort of, like... abstraction.
Yes, that's a good word for it. It is abstract and also like with a weird level of like humor inserted into the abstractness of it.
Yeah,
it evokes some strange feelings. So yeah, I mean, if there's nothing else about Sana, should we?
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Get on to the next one. Yes, the song This, also on the album Sana. All right.
Some beautiful shots here.
There are some really, really striking shots. I thought I had seen this video before, but I don't think I've ever seen that.
I think I have, but it wasn't like, I mean, I know I have. I haven't really paid full attention to it before. It was just sort of like, I put it on and then watched a couple shots and then just listened. I'm looking at the credits here. What's interesting is how distinctly adjacent this feels to Phil's photography. I noticed that these videos are like, you know, they aren't directed by him, but they are like, they do feel really in line with other visual work he's done.
I think there's one sort of through line that I kind of am getting from both this video and the Sana video and just sort of the album in general is like, I don't know, like the sort of juxtaposition of these really cool sort of natural shots like moss and woods and like trees and the ocean and stuff, and then they're sort of interspersed with like traffic cones and like construction, those little like orange flags, and like, I don't know. There's definitely a sort of aspect to Sana where I think he is kind of singing about and like finding like deeper meaning in some of these more just like mundane things that we don't really think of as part of the like quote unquote natural world, but that still,
oh, for sure.
But that still are. And so I don't know. I just think it's cool. I don't know.
Yeah, good video.
Yeah, there's a shot I really like at the end with the sword, like, cutting through the water.
Great, yeah, one of the big shot things I gathered from this video is that Phil Elverum does, in fact, own a samurai sword.
Yep. there was a little pumpkin,
I missed that.
There's like a really brief, like 1 second shot of a pumpkin splatted on the ground, which is sort of like a reference to another song on Sana.
that's one of my favorite songs on Sana.
I love Pumpkin. Yeah, such a great
song. Yeah. I just want to talk about Sana now.
I know, right?
It's hard to like call songs on Sauna, your favorite song from Sauna, because they're all sort of like vignettes in a way.
Yeah.
Like even like the title track, which is 10 minutes long, is still like that. It's sort of like moving slowly and gently from place to place. Anyway, great album. Yeah. good song, good video.
The first lyric in the song This is I tear in dreams across the North Sea, or I travel mentally wild. And there is a bunch of sort of interspersed shots of this like child reading a Scandinavian anthology picture book, and then it seemed sort of like the video is like from his perspective, and then he's kind of was like zoning out into these other like shots, so maybe that is tied to the like dream narrative of this song or something. But
that's definitely a good observation, and certainly like ties the video together in a way. I hadn't considered that.
Yeah, but like you're saying, it's just a cool little video.
Yeah,
good shots. I like it.
Mesmerizing.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. That's a good way to put it, I think.
As a lot of these videos have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even Phil brewing dirt.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, I'm good if you're good.
I'm good as well, yeah.
All right. So, what's next? Is it Ravens?
It is Ravens. Ravens.
That's kind of fucked up.
It is.
okay.
Yeah, let's just get right into it then. All right. It just sort of solidifies for me, like, I don't even know how we're going to talk about Acrylic Demi, honestly.
I've actually taken some notes for it, but it is such a hard piece of work to talk about. Which, and I'll go in deeper on this when we get to that episode.
Yeah, but I guess we don't have to force ourselves to do that right at this second.
Yeah.
I mean, the video itself is just very, very gorgeous. Like, I remember, I don't know, I do like very vividly remember when this video came out. It's just kind of like a compilation of home footage, basically. But it's just so moving, like,
yeah, and it like, I don't know. This is hard to talk about.
It really is.
Which kind of does a disservice to the work, because like this is a piece of art that Phil made, and he does think about it that way, like, and it really is deserving of discussion.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not like,
but it's so hard to talk about.
Yeah, it's not just like a haphazard like collection of home videos or whatever. Like it does seem it's very well put together.
Pace, yep. And flow, and
sort of a visual aesthetic as well. I think is pretty consistent. I mean,
The clips of Genevieve are all really like cute and
right.
And sweet and heartwarming, and then also really sad for those exact same reasons, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really beautiful video. It is the longest one. That's almost true. 7 minutes. But very, very worthy.
Yep. And then, you know, I mean, it's got that sort of classic Mount Erie, like a lot of these shots are just kind of like just various shots of nature, like the woods, mountains, the ocean, I'm presuming, like
and nature's presented as both like monumental and small in this video. Like,
which
there's this one.
No, you can continue, sorry.
I'm wondering what you were gonna say.
Well, I was just gonna say that I think plays into a lot of how nature is treated on the album itself.
True. Yeah. No. That's a very good point. There's this one There's this one moment where, and he lingers on this shot for a while. It's this picture of a hill, and there's a tree, and then there's this huge band of, like, fog that sweeps through behind it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really, like, stunning. It does feel, like, unreal and kind of monumental. And then right nearby that shot, I can't remember if it was before or after or both, there's this, like, just sort of, like, we're on a human level and he's just among these trees and fallen branches and stuff. And it's pretty still and, like, compositionally it's kind of a mess, but it's also just really compelling as a juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Very worthwhile inclusion.
Yeah, there's definitely a certain kind of, like, I mean, this is just a really specific, like, visual thing, but, like, there's a certain, like, muted tone or, like, color palette that kind of, like, ties a lot of these shots together too. I feel like everything has some sort of tinge of, like, bluish green.
It's pretty subtle though.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not like I don't know, like a overwhelming thing or anything. Like, it's not like, I don't know, like the movie 300 is extremely green.
Yeah, that's actually really true. Now that I guess I've never thought about that.
We should talk about 300 sometime.
Why is it? Okay, sorry. We can get into that some other time, but wow, I never thought about that, and that's, like, extremely accurate, so I'm just kind of caught off guard. But yeah. I like the shot of the peacock. I don't know why. I just was like,
yeah, it's pretty.
Glad that made it in there. I don't know. It's hard to, because I don't want to talk a whole lot about, like, the contents of the song and, like, the, you know, album as a whole. Even though those things are very much related to the video itself. There's just a ton of really beautiful shots. It's just 6 minutes and 48 seconds of just some really beautiful images. And, you know, I feel like most people have probably seen this video. I think Ravens is one of the more popular Mount Eerie songs at this point.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I think I'm ready to.
Yeah, me too.
Venture forth
to continue. So
the next video is, sorry.
I was probably just gonna say the exact same thing you were gonna say. Yeah. Next video is Love Without Possession, with Julie Doran. I was going to say his most recent album. That is not true. His second most recent album, Lost Wisdom Part 2, which came out in fall of 2019, over a year ago. I don't know if that seems...
Hardly that, feels it, but
it doesn't seem right, but I don't know if it's because it seems too long or too short.
It does feel like a year ago.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe it is accurate.
I don't know. I think, you know, this is a weird ass year. Time is weird this year. Doesn't make sense. And the reality we were living in when this album came out is so fundamentally different from the reality we're living in now.
That's very true. And yet it was not that long ago. Like, I do very much remember when this came out. I mean, this came out not that long before we started the series, maybe just like a month or something. So
no, did not.
So Love Without Possession, I guess.
Actually, no, we started the series after this came out. We started in December,
and this came out probably in like September or something like that. November-ish.
Sometime between, so in that fall.
Right. All right. Well, you wanna hop into it?
All right. Yeah. We'll stop here. Okay.
The goat.
The goat?
Yes.
Was there a goat?
I meant it as greatest of all time. I feel like people don't actually say
that. It wouldn't be like a weird thing for there to be a goat in a Mount Doom music video.
That's
so
true.
When you said that, I wasn't like greatest of all time. I was just like, there was a goat and I did not see it.
Yeah, that's actually really true. I'm surprised there's no goats in any of these videos. That was just a shot of like smoldering wood, right?
For most of the duration.
Except
I don't necessarily think that like this is considered a music video specifically, but it is moving images over the song.
Yeah, exactly. Specifically three moving images. There's the smoldering wood, there's the like radio tower in the clouds, and then there's just the clouds by themselves.
Here's Phil's little description. Not really a music video or a lyrics video or a plain official audio video. This is just a way for people to listen to the first announced song, Love Without Possession, and look at some smoke and clouds.
Nice. That is what I did. I did listen to Love Without Possession while looking at smoke and clouds, and I enjoyed the experience, I would say, overall.
Me too. It's really gorgeous and serene and kind of soothing, and also Love Without Possession is one of his best songs.
S-tier Mount Erie song, no debate.
For sure.
10 out of 10. Great song.
Definitely top five for me, I think.
Totally fair.
I mean, but I don't know. What's the point in lists?
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
I've said it once.
S tier is good.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Said it before, I'll say it again. Julie Dwarin should just be on every song. Not every Mount Erie song. She should just be on every song that there is.
Julie, you know what to do. This is a call to action.
Get on every song. Yeah, I mean, it's right there. There's not a whole lot to talk about with this, like, quote-unquote video. It is a pleasant experience, though. It's a pleasant
It felt worth mentioning, but it's not necessarily, like, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's like we might as well. It's, like, close enough to a video that it's like we might as well talk about.
Close enough.
Close enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Certainly adjacent.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's like if we're doing this episode, we just might as well toss these last two on here. And I'm thinking the next song is sort of a similar conceit.
Yeah.
To this.
I feel like I remember more stuff happening in the next one, but maybe not. I don't know. Well, the next song is Belief Part 2.
Yes.
The next video, rather. And we may as well just get into
it. Just
get
into it?
Not a lot to talk about here.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
pretty much the same, again, same type of situation.
Yeah. Except this time, the vast majority of the video was an extremely large sheet of plastic caught on a telephone pole and swaying gently in the wind.
I was curious about how that came to be. It is plastic. I didn't know if it was plastic or not when I was looking at it.
It could be like a really like thin, beautiful fabric. But
well, that's sort of what I thought. But
I think it's just plastic.
Either way, how did it get there? How to get up on those telephone wires.
It probably flew off some truck or something.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't totally understand why, but I found that last shot of the forest just deeply moving.
It's very, like, rich in, like, color. The light changes a lot. It's
but it's also kind of a flat color palette, you know. It's very saturated, but it's like very yellow, very green,
yeah,
and brown mostly. I don't know. It
big old there's a big old rock
just hit me.
It's some once again some nice shots. I think it's just three of them. There's the
it is
mystery
just
mystery substance hanging from the telephone wires, and there's another shot that's just sort of like the ocean, and then the last one, which is in the woods.
Yeah,
three good shots.
Seems like he might have been on a ferry.
That's because he's like, kind of high above the. He's like suspiciously high above the water,
and it's kind of moving at a ferry-like speed.
Yes,
I've been on ferries in Washington, and that it kind of looks like that.
I've only ever been on one ferry, but that seemed about the speed it was.
Yeah,
I can confirm.
All right, well that does it.
Those are all the Mount Erie music videos. What would you say is your favorite Mount Erie music video?
That's kind of tough.
It is a loaded question, but
I've watched The Place Lives the most, but I don't know, based off of like just watching through today, I feel like it's either this or Ravens.
Okay. Good options. I'm still gonna stick with Sauna.
Yeah.
As my favorite, but
definitely the most singular one.
Yeah.
There is no other music video like that music video.
There's really not. and that's for any music video, not even like a Phil Elverum related thing. So
yeah.
So yeah, that's all of them, at least that have come out so far. Today is November 19th.
Yes, November 19th, 2020. Put out more music videos, challenge Phil Elverum.
Yeah. He just put out like a 40-minute long music video.
Yeah, that's true, and we aren't even gonna talk about it.
I mean that absolutely demands its own episode. I mean,
yeah,
just because, you know,
or at least talking about on the episode.
Well, right, yeah, that would make the most sense, I think.
I did. I ordered that book he's putting out.
Oh, awesome!
I'm very excited.
That's exciting.
Well, thanks for listening. Sorry this wasn't the Clear Moon Ocean Roar episode as advertised, but hey, we got out an episode 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, exactly. Also, no promises on Clear Moon Ocean Roar next week either, but
yes,
for sure within the next few weeks, we might have another sort of interlude type situation happening next week.
Next week we're talking about a couple sort of concert movies, I guess, of like varying degrees of, I don't know, that we aren't talking about just like, you know, recorded live performances. Like one of the things we're going to talk about is the Fog Movies tape, and
yeah,
there's another one that's like microphones era and it has a title. I don't know, we're probably gonna be doing that next week.
It's true.
I suppose we should have a better idea of what that's gonna be, but
we'll figure it out, and
yeah,
you know, once we know, eventually you will know. So yeah.
Well, thank you for listening.
Yes.
Have a lovely day. Or a nice day, or just have an okay day.
As long as it's not a bad day, we'll count that as a W.
We'll take it.
Yeah, at this point we'll take average and up for your day.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Bye, folks.